DeepEnglish.com. Traditional Thai massage. Unreal conditional. The giver uses Thai massage to practice loving kindness toward the receiver. No matter what feelings of disgust or attraction arise in the masseur, he must let go of them and continue to focus on the well-being of the receiver. If you felt disgust toward someone, would you be able to give him or her a massage? If I felt disgust toward someone, I would be able to give him or her a massage, but it wouldn't be easy. I would have to let go of my feelings of disgust over and over again. In this way, the masseur strengthens his ability to generate loving kindness for others, regardless of whether he likes them or not. If you had the ability to generate loving kindness toward others, would you use it frequently? Yes, I would. If I had the ability to generate loving kindness toward others, I would use it every day in all of my interactions. I would especially use it with people I did not like. Then I would feel better, and I would be much kinder toward others. Likewise, his ability to maintain a meditative state strengthens his powers of awareness. If you had strong powers of awareness, how would it change your life? If I had strong powers of awareness, I would understand myself and others much better. And if I understood myself and others better, I could make wiser decisions and take more skillful actions. After years of practice, the masseur naturally carries over these states of mind into his interaction with other people in his daily life. The result is that he cultivates relationships with others that contain these qualities of awareness and kindness. If you could cultivate a more loving and kind relationship with someone, who would it be? If I could cultivate a more loving and kind relationship with someone, it would be with one of my coworkers, who I don't like very much. I see that person frequently, so if I could be more loving and kind toward him, I would actually feel better myself. Then we would both benefit from the loving kindness. In this way, not only does the masseur and all his receivers benefit, but the entire community benefits. It's a win-win situation for everyone. If you carried over the qualities of awareness and loving kindness into your interactions with people, how would it benefit the community? If I carried over the qualities of awareness and loving kindness into my interactions with people, I would speak and act in kinder ways. This would make them feel better, and it would make me feel better. And then we would spread our good feelings to other people, causing a ripple effect. It would make everyone feel better, so the whole community would benefit. As you know, life in the 21st century can be fast-paced and stressful, especially if you live in a big city. If your life weren't so fast-paced and stressful, how would it be different? If my life weren't so fast-paced and stressful, I would have more time to relax. And if I had more time to relax, my body and mind would be healthier, and I would feel happier. We suffer from all sorts of stress-related illnesses, both physical and mental. If you suffered from an illness, what kind of illness would cause you to seek help from a Thai masseur? If I suffered from depression, I would seek the help of a Thai masseur. I think receiving Thai massage would help me to feel more balanced and happy, thus removing my depression. Many of us also live a fairly individualistic existence, devoid of intimate contact with others. We all know that the power of human touch is wonderfully healing, but many of us just don't get enough of it. If you got more human touch each day, how would you feel? If I got more human touch each day, I would feel more connected to other people. And if I felt more connected to others, I would feel happier and less fearful. Wouldn't it be great if we could relieve our stress with frequent massage amongst family members and friends? If you knew how to give Thai massage, who would you give it to? If I knew how to give Thai massage, I would give it to my wife, who sometimes feels tired and stressed from a long day of work. I would also give it to my mother and father, who suffer from the aches and pains of aging. Well, all it takes to get started is to learn the basics of a practice like traditional Thai massage, which is possible to do in a 10-day period. If you had the chance to take a 10-day course in Thai massage, would you do it? Yes, of course I would. I wouldn't hesitate to take a 10-day course. If I knew that it would benefit me and my loved ones, it would be a great investment. If every man, woman, and child in your community were capable of giving simple massage to their loved ones, how would life in your community change? If everyone in my community were capable of giving massage, everyone would be happier and healthier. There would be no doubt about it.